Blog Talk Radio.
Talk show. This is your host, Mary Hollis, and the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. For the last several weeks, we've been talking about spiritual refreshment for women. And it's from A to Z, but tonight we're going to deviate a little bit to something different. I am going to finish that series, but tonight God has put it on my heart to do something different, to let you know that help is on the way. Help is on the way. And even though you may be lonely and without and also the absence of your husband. And let me just put it plain. Even though you are alone and you're not, your husband is not there in the bed with you at night to give you the comfort that you used to having. This time of evening, normally you're getting ready for bed or you're already in the bed, and it's hard sometimes to go to sleep because that other person is not there, or the body is not there. But I just want you to know tonight that God can fill those absences. He can, His presence can take those feelings and pain away as you go through your grieving process. And tonight, I'm going to give you some scriptures that will help you with those feelings and help let you know that help is on the way in every way that you may need it. God is there. He is there for you. So let me go and tell you some scriptures where God promised to be there for you. And first of all, I would like to go to my daily word. I read my daily word this morning, and I thought that was very fitting for this topic. Help is on the way. And it's talking about faith. Faith is in God, the unchanging source of all. Wherever I am, God is present. Yes, wherever you are, God is present. It can be during the day, while you're at home, as you take run some errands, God is there. When you come back home, God is there. When you get ready for bed, God is there. He's there and everywhere in your presence. Rather, I travel to foreign land, I move away, move about my tasks at home, work. The same infinite source is readily available. Change may come to friendship, careers, homes, or even your physical body. Everything around you may change, but your faith should remain focused. And sometimes I get off focus, and sometimes my faith is strong, but sometimes my path, sometimes I get a little off, not focused on what I should be doing, and deviate to something else. If I sense something is amiss, it is my cue that my attention has drifted, and I do that a lot. I'm a drifter. In prayer, I learn to center my mind in God's presence. God is our health. He is our guidance. He's our comforter, and he's our strength. He's all of those things. God is all of this and more. Faith reminds us that all of the blessings that you have received, and assured that all will continue to flow from his source. And the scripture that goes with this daily word today, and what I've done, I'm going to read this scripture, but I'm also going to read it in different versions. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the forest limit of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. That's Psalms 139, the 9th and the 10th verses. That's something you might want to write down and read later, but I am going to give you two other versions of that scripture. That's Psalms 139, the 9th and 10th chapter. I'm going to first give it to you in the International Children Version. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want you to understand it clearly. If I rise with the sun in the east and settle in the west beyond the sea, even there you would guide me. With your right hand you will hold me. And let me give it to you now in the Good News translation. If I fly away beyond the east, or live in the farthest place in the west, you would be there to lead me. You would be there to help me. And in this, God is saying that he will be there to always to help you. Sometimes we don't feel that way. We don't feel have his presence. But that verse letting you know that it doesn't where you go to another country or here in the United States, far and near, God is right there. And he will lead you, and also he will also be there to help you. Yes, God is on the way. God leads you, led you to this talk show to tune in tonight. The next chapter, Widow's Ministry. Whether you like it or not, or having a hard, or even having a hard time getting through your grieving process, it is the next chapter in your life. But guess what? God is our shepherd. He's a comforter. When you feel that you're about to fall, I hit rock bottom, God is the rock at the bottom. In the 23rd Psalm, it reads, and I'm getting from the Children's Version because I want to make it very clear what God is saying in these scriptures. In the 23rd Psalm, and like talking to a child, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. He gives me rest in green pastures. He leads me to calm water. He gives me new strength. For the good of his name, he leads me on paths that are right. Even if I walk through a very dark valley, I am not afraid because God is with us. Your rod and your shepherd's staff comforts me. You prepare a meal for me in front of my enemies. You pour all a blessing on my head. You give me more than I can hold. Surely, your goodness and love will be with me all of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Simple as that. That God will be there for you forever. He will be with you in the dark places and bring you light again. He will let you see the light again. And some of us sometimes get in a dark place for a while, but he does bring the light again. He lets his light so shine on us. I would like to continue on with some other verses. But just knowing that help is here, and we just have to believe that our help is here. So we have gone over Psalms 23. Psalms 139:9-10. Now we're going to read and talk about Psalms 121. And I'm going to read the King James Version first. I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From hence comes my help. I'm sure many of you have heard that many times. The minister have preached, said this verse. And when people go up to say prayers, this is a very well-known verse. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whom cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keeps thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, and the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the sun by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forever. In other words, he got your back. He got your back. But I'm going to also read it in the Good News Translation. And it titles, The Lord, Our Protector. I look to the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not. Your protector is always awake. The protector of Israel never dozes asleep. God never dozes asleep. He's always awake. He's always making sure that you're there. He's there. I mean, he's there for you. The Lord will guide you. He's by your side to protect you. The sun will not hurt you during the day, not a moon during the night. The Lord will protect you from all danger. He will keep you safe. He will protect you as you come and go now and forever. Yes, God will protect you going in and coming out. He will be there at all times and forever. So just know that he is your protector, and help is always on the way. Excuse me for a second. Now, there's a little bit of, I hope that you continue to hear me, because something has happened to the timing on our show. So for some reason, if we are cut off for some reason, it's a malfunction tonight. We haven't had that problem in a long time, but I noticed there's something different on the keyboard. But I will continue on. And these scriptures, there are many more scriptures in the Bible that will assure you and give you hope, and you will also see promises that God promised you each and every day. Just make sure that you pick up your Bible and read verses. There's so many verses in there. And also in the back of your Bible, it will give you reference of different things that happen to you each and every day. It gives you verses that you can read to help you get through those moments in your life. So your Bible is your source at all times. So sometimes you might not know which one to read. Just go to the back of your Bible, and it tells you if you're going to any type of, let me see if I have it in this. I have a study Bible. I have several Bibles, and I'm not sure if this one has it, but I know my other Bible does. Yes, if you are just anything, if you're thinking about Comforter, it will give you verses that you can go to and read and help you whatever situation that you may be going through. So just knowing that there's reference in the back of the Bible that will help and lead you to different scripture that you can read to give you that something, a comfort that you need each and every day. But you can never go wrong with the book of Psalms. Never go wrong with the book of Psalms, because there's so many comforting words in the book of Psalms. But I've given you three scriptures tonight that should help you and telling you what the promises that God has. He assures you that he will never leave you or forsake you. He will be there through anything that you may be going through. And sometimes I know that we don't feel that he is, because at that particular time we don't feel his presence. But just become still sometimes and just meditate on him, and you can feel that presence comes about. And that is all I have tonight as far as the scripture and the title, Help is on the Way. Just knowing that God is always there to help you through anything that you might be going through. But prayer is the key to getting through those emotions that you may be going through. I have some announcement tonight. Our first meeting, we were in sabbatical, the month of July. And we didn't have any meeting, but we will have our first meeting in August, the third Saturday in August. That's the 20th. It will be from 9 to 10:30 a.m. So tell friends and new widows to come and join us at our meeting after enjoying your summer. There are lots of things for us to go through to finish up at the end of the year. We're going to be going on a cruise September 17th through the 22nd in September, and we are all looking forward to that. I am. I feel I need a vacation right now. The other thing that we're going to be, we still are, our book is in the process of being published. The editor is working on it, which will go to the publisher sometime this month, and hopefully maybe the beginning of October we'll be able to do a book signing. So be prayerful of that, that God will supply all of our needs regarding the publishing of our book, True Testimonies of Healing, of Encouragement and Healing. I don't want to release the name of the book yet until it is in until it's in publication. So just knowing that it's coming out in October, and it's, I think it's going to be a great, I'm claiming it to be a bestseller. So just know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly and be blessed, this book that he's going to be publishing soon. The next thing that we're going to have a few workshops to help with the church that I go to, the next, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, they're going to be surviving the holiday. And just know that we will be assisting with surviving the holiday this year at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, which I do every year, I facilitate it. But I'm going to have a workshop that you will be able to assist in that ministry this coming year. This is something that is needed before Thanksgiving and after, before Thanksgiving and also after, leading up to Christmas. This is most one of the two most difficult times in your life, in one's life, that have lost someone, getting through those holidays, remembering all the different things that you shared with your family and friends. So I want you to be a part of that. We will give you more information, detail, when those dates are in place. And that is all I have tonight. Be blessed, and just knowing that help is on the way. God is there. We just have to allow God to come in and accept him and accept the things that he's done. He knows what's best. Yes, he does. We don't feel that he knows what's best because of what we're going through, but he knows what's best. And we must believe in him and trust him and have faith in him that he's going to get us through this, and we can look behind one day and just smile and laugh and even talk about it, you know, without the tears coming down, knowing that everything is going to be all right. Because when you feel that you're falling and you're going to hit rock bottom, just knowing that God is the rock at the bottom. Be blessed and have a great night. Tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. I am going off the air early because there's something is happening with our system. So be blessed, and I hope that you enjoyed, and also read those scriptures that I've given you, and they will be a comforter to you, because help is definitely on the way. Good night.